Alcohol, one of the three leading causes of cancer, says U.S. Surgeon General. The scientific evidence is now indisputable. Alcohol is recognized as one of the three leading causes of cancer in the United States, alongside tobacco and obesity. Extensive studies have shown that alcohol is responsible for more than 100,000 cases of cancer each year, including more than 20,000 deaths, according to the U.S. Surgeon General. Our research shows that alcohol contributes to approximately 100,000 cancer diagnoses and 20,000 cancer-related deaths each year in the United States, said Dr. Vivek Murthy in an interview with National Public Radio's NPR Morning Edition. As part of his duties, Dr. Murthy issued an advisory urging Congress to strengthen health warnings on alcoholic beverage labels. The advisory aims to raise public awareness of the proven health risks of alcohol consumption, which are still largely unknown. A direct association with seven types of cancer, the opinion highlights that alcohol is directly linked to seven types of cancer: breast cancer, colorectal cancer, esophageal cancer, liver cancer, mouth cancer, throat cancer, larynx, voice box cancer. Contrary to popular belief, even moderate consumption, one glass a day for women, two for men, can increase the risk of these cancers. The less alcohol you consume, the more you reduce your risk, said Dr. Murthy. For regular drinkers, reducing consumption is crucial to limiting risk. Insufficient warnings. Currently, labels on alcoholic beverages in the United States merely warn of the dangers of drinking during pregnancy and driving under the influence. However, they do not mention the increased risk of cancer. Dr. Murthy argues for these risks to be explicitly stated on labels, drawing on the success of public campaigns against smoking and drink driving, which have significantly altered behavior and increased public awareness. Public health campaigns have proven their effectiveness in integrating these risks into the collective consciousness, he asserted. Drawing on the past to change the future, this new opinion recalls the landmark 1964 Surgeon General's report, which established the link between smoking and lung cancer. This report not only catalyzed national efforts to reduce smoking, but also led to the introduction of warning labels on cigarette packs. Dr. Murthy hopes this advice will have a similar impact on alcohol consumption, particularly as he approaches the end of his tenure and his successor, Dr. Jeanette Nashewit, takes office. During my tenure, we tackled crucial issues such as the mental health of young people or the effects of social networking. These topics have triggered national dialogues and behavioral changes. I hope this opinion can catalyze a similar change, he declared. A necessary appeal. Dr. Murthy's call comes as public interest in the health effects of alcohol continues to grow. Initiatives such as Dry January or recent findings, including studies indicating that certain medications can reduce the desire to drink, are helping to raise public awareness. By highlighting the impact of alcohol as one of the leading preventable causes of cancer, Dr. Murthy aims to provide Americans with clear information, enabling them to make more informed lifestyle choices. To find out more, read the full interview on the National Public Radio, NPR website.